Hey, Jer, got a cigarette?
Have I got a cigarette? Dean, I've got the cigarette.
You mean Chesterfield?
I mean Chesterfield.
Now I'm with you.
Which means that Chesterfield, first with premium quality and best for you, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette buy.
Come on, smokers, why don't you try?
Chesterfield,
best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make a Chesterfield today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Thank you, and greetings from Chesterfield, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when I first pitched my pipes into the singing business, I was no different from many other struggling vocalists. We all had our wishes and dreams, but my special wish can be found in the title of my latest recording. So, while Jerry is still in his padded dressing room, I'm going to express my wish.
If I could sing like Bing, how happy I would be. Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo. If I could sing like Bing, perhaps you'd go for me. Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo. Now everyone agrees that Bing is fun to hear. And if I don't do quite as well, just make believe he's near. If I could sing like Bing, forevermore you'd hear. Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo.
If he could sing like Bing, how happy he would be.
Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo.
If he could sing like Bing, perhaps you'd go for him.
Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo. Now everyone agrees that Bing is fun to hear. And if I don't do quite as well, just make believe he's near.
If he could sing like Bing, forevermore you hear.
Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo.
Ba-ba-ba-boo.
And if I don't do quite as well, just make believe he's near.
If he could sing like Bing, forevermore you'd hear.
Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo.
Ba-ba-ba-boo,
ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo. Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-ba-ba-boo.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach our wind-up show for this season, I'd like to say just one
Dean,
little thing.
Dean, terrible, terrible, oh, terrible.
Well, terrible, oh, terrible, it's Jerry Lewis.
Oh, it's simply terrible, terrible, Dean. I want to blow my nose. Can I borrow your handkerchief?
Blow it with my handkerchief. Why don't you use the one in your coat pocket?
My nose doesn't reach that far.
Oh, I get up, Jerry. Why all those tears? Why all those tears?
Why? Why? Oh, just read this telegram. Go ahead, read it.
Okay, your uncle just died and left you $3 million.
It's awful. It's awful.
I don't get it, Jerry. If you just got a telegram that your uncle left you $3 million, why are you crying?
The telegram ain't mine. I found it in the street.
Oh. Well, I thought you were sad because this is our last program of the season and we're going to miss all these nice people.
I'm sad about that, too. Sad, sad. Oh, so sad. Oh, sad and blue. Blue and sad. I'm going to miss the ushers running up and down the aisles.
Yeah.
Throwing out the people who don't laugh.
Well, it looks like they're in for a busy night. You know what I'm going to miss most of all? The telephone booth down the hall.
Yeah, me too. Some of those phone numbers on the wall were darbs. Positive darbs.
Now, say, Jerry, remember the two sisters we met that way? I got the one who was 3 feet tall.
Yeah, and I got the short one. Yeah.
What attracted me to my girl was her nose. Remember the way it turned up?
Then down, then up again.
Well, your girl was no improvement.
She was, too. She had a beautiful smile.
Oh, what a beautiful smile. She had no teeth.
I know, but she had sparkling gums.
Yes, she did. I'm going to miss my dressing room with the fellas coming in to play canasta.
I'm going to miss my dressing room with the fellas coming in to wash their hands.
And I'm going to miss our wonderful announcer, George Fenneman.
Me, too.
George, while we're gone, you're going to miss us.
Yes.
He's really taking it hard, ain't he, Dean?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to miss Dick Stabile.
Yeah, Dick, are you going to miss us?
Yes, I'll be counting the days till you come back, and believe me, I've enjoyed our pleasant association through these past few months, and I know the fellas in the band feel the same way, and I'd like to take this occasion...
All right, enough, Dick. Enough.
Yeah. They like that. We give him one word to read, and he goes into business for himself.
I'm not only going to miss Dick Stabile, I'm going to miss his whole band.
Yeah, Joe Stabile, Angelo Stabile, Rocco Stabile,
Giovanni Stabile, Pasquale Stabile, Giuseppe Stabile,
Charlie Stabile, Luigi Stabile, Alfredo Stabile, Antonio Mozzarelli.
Antonio Mozzarelli, how'd he get in the band?
He came across on the same boat.
Oh! Oh, I remember now. Yeah, he's the one that did all the rowing.
And we'll miss our nice producer. Such a wonderful guy, Dick Mack. Are you going to miss us, Dick?
I sure will, fellas. How long are you going to be gone?
Oh, not too long.
We'll be back way before you can clear your throat.
Remember when this radio series first started, Jerry? We wanted to hire a producer for the show, and you pointed to the control room. Remember what you said?
Yeah, how much is that producer in the window?
We're going to miss our writers, too.
Not after that last joke we won't.
Jeff, we're going to miss them all. The producer, the sound effects man, the orchestra, the control engineer, the announcer.
True, Dean. We're going to be off the air for 2 months, and do you know what I'm going to miss the most?
What?
The money.
Money. Bah, humbug money. Can money buy you happiness? No. Can money buy you contentment? No. Can money buy you friends? No.
Want to try that again with my answers?
Listen, cigarette smokers. Did you ever think of this before? Chesterfield is the only cigarette in the country which gives you one...
proof of highest quality.
Two...
proof of no adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses.
This proof, coming from a doctor who's been examining a group of Chesterfield smokers for a full year and 2 months, as a part of a program supervised by a responsible, independent research laboratory. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield. Best for you.
No, friends, in every great new love song I come across, I discover a new thrill. Now, I sincerely hope I can pass the thrill on to you as I sing the song I just had the pleasure of recording, Love Me, Love Me.
Love me, love me, love me with all your heart. Kiss me, dear, while I hold you tight. Make this evening a magic night. Love me, love me. Promise we'll never part. You can make all my dreams come true if you love me as I love you. Darling, I love you, I love you. More than you ever could know. Daytimes I spend dreaming of you. Nighttimes I'm telling you so. Yours is the softness of spring to me. Yours is the beauty of fall. Heaven is mine when you cling to me. You I adore over all. Kiss me, dear, while I hold you tight. I'll make this evening a magic night.
Love me, promise we'll never part.
You can make all my dreams come true. If you love me as I love you.
If you love me as I love you. If you love me as I love you.
Gentlemen, for our season's finale, we wanted a guest star who was really something super special. And the one we had in mind was very difficult to get.
True, true. Oh, so true. We begged, cried, pleaded, got down on a bended knee to her.
And all that didn't help.
No, she insisted on getting paid.
Anyhow, she finally consented to appear because she's a great fan of mine.
She's a great fan of mine, too, Dean. She thinks I'm another Kirk Douglas. Just look at this fan letter she sent me. Dear Kirk. She's not very smart. Look the way she spells Kirk. J-E-R-K.
Oh.
Anyhow.
Well, that figures. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest became a sensation overnight, but it wasn't until this year's Academy Award that she received the recognition she so richly deserved. So now, house for a king-size Chesterfield welcome for the Best Supporting Actress of the Year, Miss Gloria Graham.
Thank you, Dean.
Well, welcome to the show, Gloria. You know my partner, Jerry?
Oh, yes. I met him once down at the beach while I was digging for clams. I guess I dug a little too deep.
Now, just hear this for a minute. I don't take that from nobody, Miss Graham, so put up your dukes.
Jerry, you can't fight with Gloria. She's a girl. She's warm, tender, delicate, soft.
Well, that does make a difference, Miss Graham.
Yes?
Want to wrestle?
Well, Gloria, when a girl is as exciting as you are, you can't blame a guy for trying.
Oh, women, we're all overrated. Take away a woman's hair, lips, figure, and legs, and what have you got?
I don't know, but I'd like to start a collection.
After all, a woman is nothing but a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair.
Shake hands with a happy junk dealer.
You know, fellas, it's a pretty horrible commentary on our times. When will men start to be interested in a woman's brain?
As soon as they start wearing sweaters on their heads.
Gloria, you sound like you're dissatisfied with just being a great picture actress.
Well, in a way I am. You work hard, day and night, for a couple of years. And when it's all over, what have you got?
$1,000,000.
That's the only thing that keeps me going.
That figures.
Fellows, the real burning ambition of my life is to produce a picture.
If you do, I've got a great title for it, The House of Wax.
Maybe Gloria wants to produce a cowboy picture.
In that case, we'll call it The House of Wax Goes West.
Splendid.
No, fellows, what I want to produce is a biography, the story of some famous man, like maybe Mr. Henry Kaiser, the automobile tycoon.
He started off as a barefoot boy with no shoes, and now he has millions.
Gosh, who shines them all?
Gloria.
Well, Gloria, if it's a man who's accomplished something that you're interested in, how about doing the story of my life?
That's right, Miss Graham. Dean once had his picture in a magazine.
Really? What'd he do?
I switched to Manischewitz.
So what? Lots of people have switched to Manischewitz.
When they're 5 years old?
It's a lie. It's a lie. I was six.
You know, Jerry, I'd be more excited about doing the story of your life. After all, you went from rags to riches.
Then came income taxes.
Back to rags again.
But such lovely rags.
I'd love to capture you on film. You have a very unusual face.
I can explain that, Gloria. See, his father and mother were related.
Yeah, that's why I look so much alike.
Yes.
Of course, all this calls for story preparation. Jerry, how about some background material on your life?
Well, Miss Graham, I was born in Newark, UAS.
You mean USA, United States of America?
No, UAS, under a sink.
Oh!
And you see, there were 14 kids in a family. Here's a picture of us all.
What's this standing behind the 14 kids, a duck?
No, that's the stork with his legs worn down.
I'll never forget the time I was born.
Doctor, doctor, can I see my child?
Yes, Mr. Lewis. Here he is.
Darling, darling, it's a boy.
A what?
It looks like a what, but it's a boy.
But, doctor, he looks so puny.
You think he'll live? Is there any hope?
Well, that depends on which way you're hoping.
Oh, darling, just look at him. He has such tiny nails.
All babies have tiny nails.
Grown out of their heads?
Well, darling, we'll need a name. What shall we call it?
Maybe if we don't call it, it'll go away.
You think?
I've got a name, darling. Let's call him Melvin.
Melvin?
Well, I guess we'll have to call him something else. Have you got any inspirations?
Well, I don't know. What does he look like?
Oh, we couldn't call him that.
Never.
As the years passed, my father became meaner and meaner to me. He wouldn't even take me to the zoo. He figured if the zoo wanted me, they'd come and get me. The next turning point in my life came years later. Mother and father were sitting in the kitchen talking.
Franchard!
What do you want now, Reba?
You'll have to do something about our son, Jerome. Every day he stays in after school and empties the inkwells.
So what? When I was a kid, I used to stay after school and empty the inkwells.
Into your pocket?
Our boy's a dope at school. I know that. Look at his report card. He hasn't passed one subject.
Oh, but history, arithmetic, and geography are difficult subjects.
I know, but how could he fail lunch?
Who's there?
It is Jerome, your man-child. Father, today is my 18th birthday, and you said when I was 18, you'd give me permission.
Permission to what?
Come in the house.
So I did, yeah.
You can come in, son, but first wipe your feet on the mat.
Very well, Mummy.
Well, what's taking you so long to wipe your feet?
First, I have to take off my shoes. Well, I'm in. I'm ready to eat the other children. They're outside.
Jerry, you got the period in the wrong place there.
The period in the wrong place?
Yes.
Oh. I'm ready to eat. The other children, they're outside.
That's better.
Jerome, now is the time to get a job like your brother Willie.
Yeah, he's working in a department store. He's singing music at the music counter and selling perfume at the perfume counter.
Yes, son. The next time you go to the store, if you hear anything or smell anything, it's Willie.
Major and Pager, I have a surprise. I've already planned my own career. Unbeknownst to you, I've been taking your course at correspondence school.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jerome. What have you been studying?
Squirrel trapping.
Oh, truly am I blessed. My boy, a squirrel trapper. Well, ding, 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 and call out the law.
The only chance for you, son, is to marry the wealthy girl your father and I picked out for you. Here's a picture of her.
I'm sorry, but I must hurt you, Mater and Pater. I'm in love with our neighbor. She's the girl of my dreams.
Oh, but son, she's a bubble dancer.
That'll give you a rough idea what I dream about.
Mother, I've asked Jerome's intended to come here. Please, leave the room.
But why can't I stay?
Because what I have to say to her is not for a lady's ears.
And besides, we need you to play the part.
Who's there?
It's just Honeychild, Honeychild. Miss Cindy Lou, Melissa Ann, Dixabelle, Magnolia, Cornpone, Chicklin, Calhoun.
Cindy Lou was British.
Well, come on in.
Hello, Pappy Levitch, y'all. You all sure ain't dressed to meet a lady, you all. What's that y'all wearing, you all?
Just my over, you all.
Oh, shucks and hominy grits. You all ain't from the South. You can always tell Southern gentlemen by their droll.
Well, he's wearing his under his over, you all.
Listen here, Miss Cindy Lou, Melissa Ann, Dixabelle, Magnolia, Cornpone, Chit, and Calhoun, ma'am. I ain't gonna have no bubble dancer marrying my son.
Oh, but honest, honey child, I won't besmirch the family's name. I only been arrested once. Pappy?
Sure enough.
Showed a little too much.
Listen, Cindy Lou, Melissa Ann, and stuff like that there, Calhoun. If you marry Jerome, what will become of him?
Shucks, everybody knows that he'll meet up with Dean Martin and wind up on the Chesterfield program.
Who told you that?
A fortune teller down south. She reads tobacco leaves.
My dear, marriage to you would ruin my son's career. In 1953, Martin and Levitch toured Europe, and they found out the public doesn't go for performers like you in England.
True, Dad, but in Italy, she'd be a sensation at the wine festival.
Me, a bubble dancer, become a sensation at the wine festival? But how can you be sure?
It's a cinch. Instead of bubbles, you'll use grapes.
Years ahead of them all.
Chesterfield is years ahead of all cigarettes.
Chesterfield quality is highest. Here's the proof.
Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's six leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table, which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest.
Chesterfield quality highest.
15% higher than its nearest competitor.
Chesterfield quality highest.
31% higher than the average of the five other leading brands. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this?
Chesterfield, first with premium quality and best for you.
Try Chesterfield today, regular or king size.
Songs today go through various cycles. One season we'll hear a lot of sad tunes, the next season a lot of happy ones. Tonight I'd like to do a little number that has the elements of both, sadness and happiness. So let's mix them up sweetly, Richard.
I won't cry anymore. Now that you left me, I won't cry anymore. Now that you're gone, I've shed a million tears since we're apart. But tears can never mend a broken heart. I won't sigh anymore. I'll just forget you and I'm closing the door of memory. Though you're the one, love, that my arms are longing for, this is goodbye. I won't cry anymore.
That was real great, Dean. Just wonderful.
Well, thanks, Gloria, and thanks for giving our sign-off for the summer such great trooping.
Yeah, Miss Graham. Say, how's about having a date with me tonight after the show?
Well, I'm sorry, Jerry, but I expect to be tied up.
That should make it more fun.
We're going to be tied up tonight, too, Jerry. We got to unpack all the presents we bought in Europe.
I certainly envy you fellows. You picked a perfect time when you went to Europe. Ah, to be in Scotland when the heather is in blossom.
Ah, to be in Smirnoff when the vodka is in bloom.
Well, anyhow, thanks for inviting me on your program.
Our pleasure, Gloria. We want to thank you for coming.
That's right, Gloria. And we also want to thank all those nice people connected with the show for having made this season such a happy one. Plus, of course, a deep bow of gratitude to our wonderful audience.
Yes, thanks, all you cats and hound dogs. It's been real crazy.
Well, I've got to run, fellas. Good night, Dean and Jerry.
Good night, Gloria, and thank you.
Before we go, we'd like to wish all you folks a happy summer and a great vacation.
And when the big day comes, remember us and toss a couple of cartons of Chesterfields in your bag.
Either way, regular or king size, they're a swell-tasting smoke, and they're best for you.
Yes, for your best vacation, take along premium quality Chesterfield. You'll like them.
So until next fall, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis saying good night and thank you, everyone.
From Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Produced and directed by Dick Mack. Written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish. With music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman wishing you a happy summer for Chesterfield.
Have you tried new cork-tipped Fatima? It's the smooth smoke. Here's why. New Fatima tips of perfect cork. King size for longer filtering. And Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. Remember, Fatima has the tip for your lips. Try new Fatima. See how smooth it is. Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield, Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names. Tonight, visit with Cousin Willie on NBC.